from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
What does it take to get out of a spiral? A losing spiral. I have the answer. Huh?
Advil.
I have the answer. What did it take for the Warriors to break that 12-year playoff?
Identifying they have a problem.
Baron Davis.
Well, no.
Who turned it around after they missed the playoffs 5 years? Steph Curry. What happened to the A's after their dynasty of the 70s? How did it break? Canseco McGuire.
Shooty Babbitt.
How did the 49ers get back on? Colin Kaepernick.
Right.
Boy, how did the 49ers sustain
since
Brock Purdy?
Yeah, I don't want to wait that long.
Well,
I'm bummed.
What now?
No haircut.
You need to grow it out.
Who are you, Dr. J? Why did you say that?
I told you I like Bonte's hair when he grows it out.
You did tell him that.
Yeah, I do. They're responsible. Okay. Giants.
Dude, I have.
Do you care or do you want to just nap?
I keep it real. The last three nights, he couldn't get out of the. And he was grunting like Spadoni tweeted Nate Dogg. Did you hear him grunting? Evan's like, he does that all the time. I said, I was a little louder yesterday, Evan.
I didn't notice him grunt.
That grand slam by your boy, man. Granny! Laugh into the mic.
Let's have a little fun here. Bob Melvin was asked if the energy might have been sapped after a 5-run first. Why isn't it working? I just pushed the sound.
Use our air.
8-7.
You know, Tyler hits a home run away, and now it's a 5-1. So, no, not at all.
Hold on.
While we reset, let's listen to Robbie Ray.
36. Got him. Did it again. Got him.
It's like Monica Wimbledon Sellis. Or her baseball game. That Wimbledon. Sweet. Made a miss. Yeah. God.
This is a crazy first inning.
Give it up to one more. Can you play that one more time? He sounded like a.
36. Got him.
Oh my.
Did it again. Got him.
Oh my goodness. All that to get shelled, Steiny. Hit two batters.
They only had one hit off him.
Well,
they only had one
sure
hit
that
off
was
him.
Robbie Ray or the guys he hit.
That was incredible. Wow.
Let's hear what. Hey, Robbie, what happened in the first?
That was a weird one. I felt really good warming up before the game and just came out the first inning and I was just a little off. It's one of those ones where it's, you know, kind of an anomaly because I felt so good. And the results weren't there at all. So just move past it and look forward to the next one.
I wonder why he sounds so down after giving up five in the first inning.
No, he didn't make it out of the first is probably what, I mean, man, that's kind of like, yikes.
I didn't, you know what? Evan, tell me what you think, because you're the pitching expert.
Yeah.
I threw two.
But he was more like Maddox. You were just a thrower.
By the way, we can listen to something that Greg Maddox put out yesterday.
I sent it on the phone.
Really, really cool.
We will do that.
It's
because
incredible.
I need to listen to it, because even though he sent it, I didn't listen.
Right.
But I heard it's pretty good.
Bonds and Maddox.
Fair. As... Robbie, Evan, am I crazy or not? Like, I don't think he was as bad as the results were. Like, he got ahead of some guys. And
he hit two dudes at the start of the game, Stott. He didn't walk the other.
Yeah, but he didn't hit them square.
That I mean, anytime you put five on without a hit. Like, I think the Giants were down at one point. What was it, 6-1 or 6-1?
Yeah, 5-1.
5-1.
Yeah.
They'd given up one hit.
Right.
And it's, at one point, it was either 6 or 8, and they'd given up 3 hits.
Wow.
That only happens if you're putting guys on base, which is the one thing you can't do.
And the two guys he hit, it was 0-2 on both.
Well, I liked his approach.
I need you to be my manager. Stay in there, buddy. Break a leg.
All right, let's get back to the energy in that first inning and what happened after 5 runs scored. Bob Melvin.
I think it was more just about Robbie being, you know, we want to make sure he's okay and healthy. You know, he would have wanted to try to grind through it. But no, we come back and, you know, Tyler hits a home run right away, and now it's a 5-1. So, no, not at all, especially after the homer.
Okay, those are the kind of answers that bother me.
Yeah. Break it down, Stoney.
Oh, no, they were gung-ho. I mean, they were fired up after being down 5-0. How can it not affect you?
Man.
It affected Evan. He left in the third.
Man, I watched the whole broadcast.
I turned it off after it was, well, let me see. I'll take you through my night. Saw the five, saw Fitzgerald's homer. Who hit the third? Was it Olson?
What about Soler trying to catch Fitzgerald's homer?
Huh?
Boy,
Giants could use a guy like Soler. Spraying at all fields.
Stop.
Then I went to the radio. And there was equal disgust on the radio from the announcers. Then I went back home, and it was 13, and I said, I think I got the gist of this one.
Yeah, they squandered an opportunity. This week has been an opportunity.
Which one?
Having the team that you're chasing in your ball yard for four, and, you know, not even to show up yesterday. Think there was any correlation with having your heart ripped out the night. They're just not getting it done with the bats, Donnie. But yesterday was about the pitching. Still no, I mean... Their offense is offensive. How about that?
Yeah. I'm not even going to score that one.
I didn't like it.
So, Evan, help me with some of this sound. What's this stuff from Farhan? I'm not going to get to it. Is this from Better Days? These were for Better Days ago?
Yeah, this was from the trade deadline when he discussed the best pitching rotation in the league.
All right. I'm going to go to that in a minute because I want to hear more of a Bob Melvin. Here's how... how do you think the first three games have gone?
The first two, obviously, are real tough ones for us. But this team's had a way of bouncing back. You know, today we just got behind it early and, you know, just gave up a bunch of runs. So it was, you know, once you take some guys out of the game, it's a little bit settled before the outcome. But this is one we really need to come back and try to win. Tomorrow's, I don't want to say anything's a must game, but we need to get back to 500 tomorrow and then have an off day and regroup.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Turn this thing around. You got Logan Webb on the mound.
It don't matter if you got Jesus. You need somebody that can hit. They got 2 runs last night, Steiner.
How's Tyler Fitzgerald hitting for you? Is he doing enough?
I mean, he's flashing right now. I mean, Ramos flashed the first half to an all-star appearance, so I have no problem with it. Baseball will humble you. He's come back to earth, but he looks like he belongs. Fitzgerald, come out of nowhere. Come out of nowhere. Can he sustain it over 162? I don't know. But Evan pointed out when you look at Fitz in late innings, you know, he ain't having the same results as early on in the game. But I do like him. But they just don't hit. partner.
Evan has some, Evan, tell us what you were telling us about Tyler Fitzgerald. It's not an opinion.
Yeah.
He's looked at some advanced numbers.
Look, Tyler Fitzgerald is hitting the crap out of the ball, and he's about the only exciting part offensively with this Giants team. But the amount of players that across the minor leagues strike out at a rate that he does and then have a long-term career are very few.
Yeah.
So what he's doing is an exceptional outlier. But just like Wisely earlier in the year, Schmidt to some extent last year, even Ramos to a little bit in the first half of the season, there's probably going to be a point where he tapers off a bit. And that's like my biggest issue with the Giants is that they are far too dependent on players like Tyler Fitzgerald carrying them for a long period of time when it's unreasonable to expect that that's going to continue. And they haven't had enough players that consistently can do that at the same time. Like first, you know, at the beginning of the year, I don't know, could have been Conforto. I think Conforto was really hot to start the year, then he got hurt. Okay, so who's going to pick it? All right, well, you don't have enough bats altogether that perform at a level that you need to win.
Yep.
And I just think it's interesting that, I mean, you talk about trying to develop young players, and someone like Luciano gets five starts after the break, and then he gets subbed out for, you know, a prospect, Grant McCray, who's nice, but...
can fly.
I don't know what they're doing.
You
I don't know what they're trying to do.
That was Bo Mail or that was Farhan?
That was Farhan.
Yeah, see, and that's what I hate about it, guys. But also, just study about Fitzgerald, that's why it was a joke you had him bunt. That's why that was a joke.
Not everybody agrees with you.
And even if you get to third with one out, the way this team is hitting, that's not even automatic. If you're the Yankees or the Dodgers or you're a powerhouse offensively, I get it. But this team is so impotent at the plate, so I would have let the young kid hit, man.
Well, and I respect that, but I lean heavily on my two baseball experts.
Who you got?
Evan Giddings and Andrew Baggerly of The Athletic.
Bags.
And both those guys disagree with you. So I'm going
to... But Evan, you don't listen to him.
No, I do
Yesterday
listen to him.
Yesterday he said, you know, Goo, I'm coming. I can kind of feel you on that. I don't all the way
I'm not
agree.
Saying he couldn't feel you, but he understood the other side of it too. Yeah. The other side of the argument.
Well, it didn't work, so my side was the right side.
And that's what I would disagree with you about, because it's baseball. I think sometimes you can make the right decisions. They just don't work out.
Well, you don't bunt. That's not a part of who you
Evan?
Are. And then you try to bunt all of a sudden. That was stupid.
Evan?
It was desperate by the manager, and it blew up in your face. Let the young kid rake. It's my two cents.
What was his philosophy there, Evan?
Which one?
The bunt where they should have thrown the guy out at third.
Fitzgerald? He was out.
Yes. Yeah, that was the biggest issue. Schmidt got bailed out.
They got bailed out and still didn't make him pay.
Yeah. By the way, this is really the crux of the issue with the Giants right now. This is from the 650. Fitzgerald is the face of the franchise right now.
And so was Ramos in the first half. So
they
was Wisely.
They don't have a face.
Hello? How about an ownership, too? They're faceless.
Why don't they have a face?
Scared.
No, they're not scared to have a face. Nobody wants to be the face, or nobody's good enough.
And the Giants got money too, ownership. They got deep pockets.
And they spent.
Well, you got me there.
Bob Melvin left to answer the Luciano.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Luciano question: why have they moved off Luciano right now?
Because Encarnacion was swinging a little bit better at the time. You know, Canna got here too. He was potential DH as well, so things can change in a hurry. And again, we're trying to run our best lineup out there and have our best complement on a particular day. You know, it was easy to at that point in time to try to envision more at bats for Luciano, but it kind of dried up in a hurry.
Okay.
Wow.
Can we focus on the first split second? Can we focus on the first? He gets asked about Luciano.
Because Encarnacion was swinging a little bit better at the time. You know, Canna got here too.
He did not want to answer that question.
Wow, man. Because so you sacrificed him for Canna.
I like
Encarnacion. I don't even know where he came from. Get out of here, man. I'm Troy Aikman. I don't like any of it. And you said they spent, but they were like Brett. Not wisely. That's a three. You gotta look at you. Somebody give me that number. My boy said two.
Three.
Oh, three.
I'll give you a three.
Yeah, that was a bar. GP3. Like, how did he know to hit the button that fast or even find it? GP3. They don't get enough credit for what they do and bring to the show. The timing.
Let's go to Mike. Mike's in Santa Clara.
Oh, boy.
That's where Brandon Ayuk isn't practicing.
Oh, there you go.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, guys. Good to hear from you. I'm just curious. Like, I'm, you know, hardcore Giants fan ever since, like, 84. I'm just like, what the hell do we have to do to make a freaking move, you know, to make this team relevant again? I mean, I'm even thinking about even trying to put, like, Logan Webb into a trade. If we have, honestly, like, the best lineup with starting pitching with Blake Snell and everyone else, what do we have to do to get someone over here? It's honestly disgusting at this point. Just to try to find a bat that can actually power us to be relevant again, or even just get some sort of like, you know, just making the Giants fans happy at this point.
What would that be?
I really wish we had gotten, we tried harder for Vlad in this point.
Gotcha.
You know, that just as an example.
Right, right.
But we need something. And I don't know what's going to happen during the off season. I don't think any of us do at this point. But even trying to make a trade for it, but you know, for me, guys, I would even try to even put in there Logan Webb. Just get something if it's a trade in there at this point.
I'm with you.
Because if we honestly have the best, if we have like the best, you know, starting pitching lineup, as Farhan says. Which, it's okay. I could still go to ball with that at that same time. So thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Yeah, a lot of people wouldn't. That would hit the cardiac muscles down anywhere. But I'm just okay, you got these great pitchers, and why would Snell want to stay here if you're not a threat to win? But if you're not going to swap out the players, which it doesn't look like, you went on a spending spree. What does next year look like? I don't know. Do guys all of a sudden get tutelage under Pat Beryl, Steiny, and their approach is different? I like everything's on the table for me with the Giants because this can't continue. And you talk about when was the last time they won a playoff series? 14?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my. That's a decade.
Have you, remember I brought up that stat?
But I'm just think about it, man.
I do think about it.
And think about Logan Webb. He's just rotting away here, not even pitching in big-time games.
Are they failing Logan Webb?
Everyone, wow.
Are the Giants failing Logan Webb?
Ask him. But that's not too far-fetched, brother.
I just don't understand why they haven't, really tried to build a team around pitching. And you could say they did it this year, but they did it this year out of necessity.
Well, you had Gosman and you ran him off.
Exactly. And by the way, how's my guy doing in New York?
Rodon, he's got his groove back.
But how many other guys?
Peterson. That hit me. Alex Cobb pitching pretty well. I'm just saying.
How's Joey Bart doing in Pittsburgh?
They're doing well.
They lost 10 in a row.
But he's doing well for himself.
Is he hitting 340?
He got about what, 12, 11 homers?
He's hitting like 260.
Yeah. Mm. Joey is a player. He's hitting better than what you got here with Bailey, but behind the plate, Bailey's 1.7. What is it?
It's an organizational failure. I don't know what the answer is. I really don't.
And I don't think they do. And what scares me about they, I don't even know if they know what the question is.
Now, that's poignant, but what does it mean?
Have you looked at Farhan as a failure? You cannot sit here and say, oh, this dude's doing an okay job because we're in San Francisco. Let me tell you something about this beautiful city. Let me tell you something about the
caping for the city.
It doesn't need caping. Just drive across the Bay Bridge.
It needs caping, all right.
Please, Donnie. 3-5. See, you called it a dynasty.
Yeah, with homegrown guys.
Well,
see, if you don't believe that there's truth that big boy hitters don't want to come here because of the park.
I don't believe that.
Then prove it to me.
Well, give me the job, and what? I'll go wine and dine, have some margaritas, some salsa, go to a nice Mexican restaurant out here, and I'll sell the Giants. What it's about.
You know what, Goo? That's
give me Theo Epstein. He'll close somebody, Steiny. I really believe that. I watched that dude at the Bears Sports Hall of Fame ceremony. He wasn't working the room. That's who's selling. It's like asking a girl to dance. You got to have flair. You got to dress right. You got to have confidence. This dude ain't doing none of that. But, San Francisco. No. It's a combination. Get Bobby Myers in there. Closers close, Steiny. Pat Riley would close. No.
You're so off base.
I swear I'm
to
not.
My way of thinking.
I feel
on
like
this.
I'm watching my favorite movie.
I don't know where to go. If Guru, you won't even acknowledge that part of the problem's the ballpark.
I hope you think
you
I'm
won't
not.
Even
I
acknowledge.
There's a
you won't even
that.
Acknowledge that part of the problem could be part, not all, the city. You don't acknowledge that maybe a small part of the other problem could be the taxes.
Otani's paying taxes and same taxes
you're not,
in LA.
You're not acknowledging.
Here.
You're not acknowledging.
Crime is the same in LA than it is here.
You're not acknowledging that some players might not want to play here because this franchise doesn't win anymore.
Now, Steiny, come on now.
Okay.
I think that's heavier than the ballpark. But the whole thing is convince me. What's the plan? You are the plan. If I'm talking to Judge, if I'm talking to Stanton, we're going to build around you.
Oh, okay. And why would they do that, Goo? Why would they do that?
Well, why would they take the meeting, partner?
To create leverage, which they
I'm
used.
I'm not saying you're wrong on that, but you act like we didn't have our finger at this station on the breaking news sounder the Judge was going to sign here. Willard and Dibbs did a
great.
Show in Linden, his hometown. But don't run from you were like, let me, Bubba on Twitter reporting that he might, all that happened.
All you needed was a salesman.
They did not. Okay, then fire Farhan. The free agents will come flooding in here.
I would rather not get him, knowing at least we tried something different. That's all. This dude has failed, Steiny.
I'm not sitting here saying he hasn't.
And it's not the second inning of his tenure. We're in extra.
That's all fine, but to ignore what is pretty obvious to me is a failure on your part.
The taxes,
Ohtani's paying the ballpark.
Oh man,
what? I know people hate to hear it, but it's true. It's a lot of different factors. It's never one thing.
We had Brett Boone on. Maybe we get a hitter that can speak to how much do you think that ballpark is the main reason boppers are not coming here.
Like, I don't even care about the main reason.
Made that park look, and I know you're like, one, that was one bopper. Series. Well, no, Schwarber, Ohtani, Judge, Soto, right-handed hitter, left-handed hitter.
So you're taking a one-series sample
and
size.
And I'll give that to you, but you know what I mean,
and
man.
I just don't. I mean, what more proof do you need?
Fitzgerald ain't having a problem hitting it out. But what if it was somebody 10 times, better at hitting long ball that's more established than him?
I just don't understand why you can't see why, if my name's Matt Steinmetz and I hit 45 home runs last year as a Yankee, why would I even consider coming here?
And I hope you know that I'm trying to give you.
The ballpark's harder. The team is not good. Man. Maybe you don't like the West Coast. Maybe you don't like the taxes. I'm just saying, to ignore the things that are staring you in the face.
Now that's being strong.
You're not acknowledging that the ballpark doesn't have anything to do with it.
But it's not 100% why they're not coming.
There is no 100%. It's going to be a variety of reasons for each player. And the problem is, there are way too many reasons not to come here. Then all you have to do is find one. But there are countless of them. Pete, you hit the nail on the head. It's a pitcher's park. Build with pitching and defense. Or how about speed? Right. Why isn't this team faster? It's going to take something out of the ordinary. Or out of the ordinary. That's the way to get out of this.
David Hernandez on the YouTube. Steiny hit the nail on the head. I don't agree, but.
You think that the San Francisco Giants are a preeminent franchise in Major League Baseball. That's the other thing you need to get out of your head, everybody. They're not.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.